Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency. Police.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents.
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hello, welcome to a special, wait, what, edition of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine, your host. The reason it's a special podcast is because it's a crossover with the Betches Sup podcast. So instead of Casey and Danny, I'm joined by Sammy Fishbein, co-founder of Betches, and Amanda Duberman, our news and politics editor.
Guys, what a topic we have today. It is truly disturbing.
It also gave me a headache researching it, I'm not going to lie. There's just so much stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's been going on for a long ass time.
Like a decade.
A decade. It More. Felt like a. I feel like I've watched a 10-part documentary just in like 36 hours of reading about this.
Hulu, where are you at? Right. We need you right now.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm ready to consult on that program. Yeah.
I think HBO would honestly do it the best. So I'm hoping that they'll pick it up.
I'd love a 4-parter from HBO.
Yeah, maybe like Robert De Niro as.
He's apparently part of this. Oh,
there's Robert De Niro? Elder white man that is not implicated somewhere.
No one is safe.
Yeah, no one is safe. So if you guys haven't guessed yet, or based on the title, we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, who is a convicted sex offender, 66-year-old convicted sex offender, often referred to as a billionaire financier or a hedge fund manager in a lot of reporting and by many people who know him. But I have my own personal doubts about the financier.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know what a financier or hedge fund manager does anyway. So like, exactly. It's so opaque that it's a pretty clever title.
I feel like that's probably how we managed to get away with it. Even when I'm on like a dating app, I'm like, oh, finance. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's where it all begins. So Jeffrey Epstein is already a convicted sex offender because in 2002 he was indicted for child sex trafficking, but he got the charges downgraded to just soliciting prostitution. But he did have to register as a sex offender.
It was actually his crime started in 2002, indicted in 2007.
Yes. Accurate.
Right.
And he did spend a little time in jail, but it was like
literally a little time.
13 months.
But it was like only half that because he
slumber parties in jail.
Yeah, it was like basically he got this deal, this sweetheart deal from Alex Acosta, who's the current Secretary of Labor at that time, the U.S. Consul in Miami. And they basically arranged this cushy situation for him where he would be on work release from jail.
Right.
And he would get to leave every day and go to the quote unquote office where he was doing his financial things, allegedly.
Yeah.
And then he would come sleep at jail.
Right.
That sounds like a good deal. Like if I'm ever convicted of a crime, I need to get myself one
like
of those.
Imagine if you are homeless.
You need to get a few more
homeless,
billionaire friends,
like
Sarah.
Just true. Can I sleep at the jail and then go to work during the day?
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Yeah.
I could save a lot of money on rent.
So much. So, and he was in like the like Palm Beach County jail.
Yeah, he was in a private wing of the jail because they knew that if they put him in with Gen Pop, he would just get like beat up because he was arrested on like child sex trafficking charges. Yeah,
right.
He deserves it.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah.
So why is this back in the news now? So it sort of became part of kind of like the public imagination at the end of last year when the Miami Herald published this 4-part like massive investigative report. Most of what we're going to reference is from that report. So that was published at the end of last year. And then people sort of started talking about this again. And that report kind of revolved around what Sammy was saying, this very peculiar and like bizarrely lenient non-prosecution agreement, which basically at the time meant they were going to drop federal charges and just charge him. We'll get into all of it, but it makes no sense. And that's basically what this article was saying, it was sort of highlighting all of the weird overlap with very interesting public figures, other people involved, how his legal team pressured them, and just how, like, why did this man, who at the time they had talked to, the police had talked to 36 victims saying, yeah, there's this creepy guy who keeps, like, inviting girls to his house, and he gets, like, no real punishment for it. So it's also back in the news now because Jeffrey Epstein, as you probably saw, was arrested over the weekend. He was flying from Paris in his private jet, which we will also get
casual.
To. Yeah, right. Arrested in New Jersey by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the New York Southern District. So they are indicting him on child sex trafficking charges based on activity that took place starting in 2002. And they even said that part of the reason they're doing this is because of the Miami Herald reporting. And because since that came out, they've had more victims in the state of New York where Jeffrey Epstein lives come forward and say, this happened to me. And even since then, like, we'll talk about how in Florida, he was charged basically with sort of abusing underage girls. But since then, a lot more has come out about a potential, like, large scale sex trafficking ring.
Yeah. In long story short,
it's wild.
Yeah. It seems like what's going on here is that it is kind of like a child sex pyramid scheme.
Right.
That is, where, yes, which exactly is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it seems like he kind of became like a dealer of underage sex for wealthy men in New York and Miami. And like, that's kind of that's really the only way I would describe it.
Yeah.
That he would essentially, the long and short of it is that he would, him and with the help of employees, like recruiters, and he has this socialite friend named Ghislaine Maxwell. Fun fact about Ghislaine, her father is a guy named Robert Maxwell, who was a disgraced publisher, who is BFF with a Russian oligarch named Semyon Mogilevich.
God. It's always Russia.
It is. So just I had to
you
add
could
that in.
Keep the most insane like yeah. webs and matrices in your head of all of this. I feel like
it's impossible.
Is your moment.
This is my moment. Yeah. especially when it involves Russian shady Russian money.
Of course.
Of course.
Whenever the internet goes off in the office or Instagram goes down, Sam's like, it's Russia.
Yeah. I mean, it probably is. Do you guys remember when that new social networking app Vero came out and we were like, oh, we have to get it. And then it turned out that it was like a Russian scam.
Everything's a Russian scam.
Well, I think it was.
I thought it was a Saudi Arabian scam.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's insane.
I blame Russia.
Yeah. So now Epstein's being charged in New York with sex trafficking, which will be hard to prove, but there's tons of evidence. And also, so after they arrested him, they raided his mansion, his suspicious mansion, and they found volumes of child pornography. Often in the media has referred to it as like nude photos of underage, of young women. It's like, that's what child porn
yes,
is.
Thank you.
So they already have him on that, and you can go to prison for a long time. But basically right now he faces 45 years in prison, which is a real fucking relief given that before he served 13 months at a slumber party jail.
Also, the New York Southern District like really doesn't fuck around. I think I was reading in either Miami Herald or somewhere else, I forgot, but they were basically saying like, yeah, at minimum they're probably gonna give him 10 to 15 years, and they have so much evidence at minimum.
Yeah, but that's, I know, still, see, I just said yes, but it's like just reading about how much his legal team like just gets people to wilt.
10 to 15 years is lame.
Yeah, but it's not 13 months.
Right. It's an improvement.
Yeah.
But okay, so basically this scheme was he had these employees who were helping him recruit these young girls, and he would then essentially have these employees say to him like, okay, they would look for girls around like Palm Beach County or in New York. One of the victims was found in Port Authority, like, and this woman just came up to her and was like, do you want, like, we'll pay you like $200 to like give a man a massage or to like come to a party. That's like it. And then basically they would, so he did basically two things. One is that he would get these like personal massages or provide them for other men who were interested in this, where he would basically have the girls come over. He would like make them get naked and basically touch them
or worse a lot of the time.
Well, it would start with that, and then once he saw that they were like taking it like in a grooming type of way, he would then like upgrade it to like oral sex or like full-on assault, like rape in some cases.
And there was also some other woman involved who would like also get in on it too.
Oh, he had this her name was Nadia something. Where like,
described as his Yugoslavian sex slave.
Cool. No, putting that in my Tinder bio.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he like recruited her from Yugoslavia. Like,
I think he bought, he bought her.
He bought her.
No kidding. Yeah. I don't think she was like doing that willingly either.
Yes. Yeah. The super strange thing about that non-prosecution agreement, the thing from Florida about a decade ago, was it also included like it gave immunity to all of his co-conspirators. So like she's in the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell has not been arrested or involved in anything that's happened in recent weeks, even though there's some really like gnarly stories about her.
I think they're now like suing, claiming that that agreement was against the law.
Yeah,
it was against the crime victims.
So I feel like, do you guys think it's possible that these people could get brought into the mix?
Probably. I mean, yeah, they've been in the mix for a pretty long time. I mean, eventually. So it the what we're talking about, the Crime Victims Act. If you are a victim of a crime, you have a right to be told by the prosecutors if the defendant has signed a plea deal. When Jeffrey Epstein signed his like frankly unbelievable plea deal, they were not notified. They weren't notified until he was already in jail. Mm-hmm. So there was nothing that they could do. Luckily, the non-prosecution agreement, Epstein's lawyers like were really pushing for it to say also these women can't come after me in a civil suit. And literally the Justice Department was like, it went all the way to the Justice Department and they were like, dude, you have to take this sweetheart deal. We're not going to make it any sweeter. He didn't want to register as a sex offender. So those women have been entitled to file those suits. And that's kind of how all this information about the like pyramid scheme has come out, because they're like, oh, no. We know so much more about what happened. It's not just like he lured girls to his house in Florida.
Right, because he would lure the girls, pay them like $200-ish for a massage.
Yeah.
And then be like, well, if you don't want to do it or if you want to get more money, you can find another girl to come and do the same thing.
So sick.
Right. So he essentially like, and the prosecutors in some of the in this reporting said like that they thought they would get to the end of the victims at some point, but then each one would point them to like four or five more that they had then recruited or had seen there or something like that. So that he would. So one part of it was like that he was just molesting them personally.
Right.
Another part of it was that he would host these parties that would be attended by like Harvard faculty and senators and Nobel Prize winners and really powerful people. Some of the biggest names you'll hear are Bill Clinton. Oh, sorry. Donald Trump should be the first name. I don't know. Donald Trump. We have a whole section on him later. Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Alan Dershowitz, who was actually one of his of Epstein's lawyers.
Yeah. Seems it's like a conflict of interest.
It's weird that the lawyer is also implicated in the in the scheme.
Yeah.
But it also kind of squares with the whole
story. It's also
story.
Like as soon as like tracks. State police were like, we have like as soon as. So Epstein originally started hearing like one of the girls was like, I talked to the police are talking to me, or they called her while she was there. And so the second he realizes that someone's suspicious of him, he calls Alan Dershowitz, who's like arguably the most famous lawyer in the country.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's not what innocent people do.
Yeah, no. But so, and some of what they would do would be go to these parties where the parties would be like all like 50-year-old white men who are wealthy. And then like these small young girls, some of them were from like Eastern Europe or didn't like. Yeah.
They were from like a lot of them were immigrants and they would target people who were like who basically wouldn't take advantage of recourse. Like they were poor.
Yeah.
They were borderline homeless. They were maybe immigrants, like maybe illegal. So these were people who were vulnerable and were not likely to go to the police.
Yeah. A lot of them came from so Epstein, one of Epstein's associates. You always hear associate when you talk about like rich people doing bad things. It's
true.
Just like my friend.
Yeah.
My it's just like before they're guilty.
It's like some other dick.
Yeah, you're so right. It's always like Trump associate owned a modeling agency.
Okay. Trump also owned a modeling agency.
Yes, they are strikingly similar apparently. So this guy would, all of the models that he would bring over from like the former Soviet Union, Europe, South America, stayed in a house on the Upper East Side owned by Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
And so that's where like a lot of these parties were in New York, but a lot of them too were on a private island in around Palm Beach that like victims describe as just like completely isolated and quiet. Apparently that's where the mass orgies took place.
Oh.
I was like imagining Alan Dershowitz at a mass orgy is so upsetting.
The island was called Little St. James, but he renamed it to Little St. Jeff. Which is like so hit. Like
ew.
I know. It sounds
that
like,
should be a crime.
I know. One of the ways that they like
one of the counts.
Of the reasons that the police like, and I'm sure this is often invoked when it's like sex offenses, is how they say that the victims are consistent and why they believe them is because they all described his genitalia in the same way.
Yeah, they had the exact same story. There were people who like never met, never knew each other, and they all described his dick the same way, yeah. which makes me wonder, like, what's so weird about it?
Yeah, like if I had to describe a dick, like yeah. I wouldn't know what to emphasize. I wouldn't know what truly details.
Maybe it has yeah. a certain there's something mark funky on it. About it. Yeah, or
right.
But speaking of this modeling agency, I read and I'm looking for the screenshot I have right now. But apparently, Epstein owned a piece of a modeling agency, okay. but he had said that if he wanted to set it up the way Trump's was set up,
essentially
Trump's was set up as like they would get girls from Eastern European countries and bring them here to New York and have them tell them that they were going to be models and put stuff like ton of them into like one apartment and then basically just have them come to parties and unclear yeah. where it went from there, but mm-hmm. I think now we have an idea.
Yeah, I read that Epstein only liked like the youngest, prettiest ones to live in white. In the ones closest to him, then the others were in like subpar conditions across the city.
Oh, and also that when they started getting boobs, he would
one girl said that to I think the Miami Herald. She was like, yeah, he didn't like her because
when she turned 19,
her breasts
yeah.
were too big.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So
which is like true pedophile status. Yeah. It's gross.
Right, it is. And it's funny because you see all these people arguing on Twitter like, she's not a child. She looks older. Right. It's like, actually, he liked her because she didn't look older.
Right, my God.
Yeah.
So should we talk about his background?
Yeah, like, who is Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what we know. He was born in Brooklyn. I'm reading the bullets. Son of a New York City Parks Department worker. He attended NYU and I also think Cooper Union, but yeah. he never graduated.
From either. Oh my God.
At age 20, he was hired with no degree to be a teacher at Dalton. And fun.
Which is like a really like prestigious school.
Right. I didn't know you could teach at Dalton without having a degree.
You probably can't.
Yeah. Well, if you want.
If you
know a guy, the guy who hired him was the father of current Attorney General Bill Barr.
What?
Like,
what?
Okay. I don't.
Also, Bill Barr worked for the law firm that represented him. Bill Barr's brother. Which is why Kirkland? There are calls that Kirkland Ellis.
Yeah, a lot of people worked for that were, and I feel like they probably like it really is like
I feel like my friends won't even loan me $5. Like these people are doing crazy ass shit
for each other.
I know.
Well, and Sammy has theories why.
Oh, same.
Oh yeah. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that later.
So basically, he's teaching math and physics at Dalton, and he gets recruited to work at Bear Stearns by the father of one of the students. He makes partner in 4 years. And then he abruptly leaves after apparently committing an SEC violation and being asked to leave. Epstein has denied this in the past, but he also admitted it in a deposition in 1989. So it's
true. Definitely happened.
So, yeah. But just wanted to say that he denies it to just sort of like point out that the background that he admits to is slightly different from the background that he wants to put out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he leaves Bear Stearns and he starts a firm called J. Epstein and Company. And he basically says that he's acting as like a full service financial manager, like a financial architect. So like an accountant, like a power of attorney, like he'll invest your money. He'll like figure out how to like do your financial strategy. None of these things is a hedge fund.
Right.
So it is weird to me that's why I think it's weird that he gets like sometimes called a hedge fund manager. Like, where is the hedge fund in this?
So, right. I don't know what a hedge fund is, so it's I've learned this. Something today.
Even no, as right, even as like we've been like sort of like doing posts about what's happening, it's like some people describe him as a billionaire, but he might not be a billionaire. So some people
right, we don't know
him
what he's actually
but
worth.
You can't describe him as a hedge fund manager because, and it also feels weird. Like I felt weird referring to him just as a multimillionaire in the same sentence I was accusing him of child sex trafficking, because I'm like, I don't want to like honor his achievement, but he doesn't have a job, so you can't call him any just sex
right.
offender.
Right.
So
we'll, I mean, yeah, he also like apparently Forbes could never put him on their list of like most whatever wealthy people because they could never verify any of his assets,
right,
or like what he was worth.
Yeah. So at one point, so his biggest client or his only known client is Les Wexner, who is the owner of formerly the Limited Brands, but they own Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body Works. And it seems like they're like these like butt buddies, pretty much. I know I shouldn't use that loosely in this context, but
I feel like it fits.
Does fit. Basically, so he was the one who actually bought Epstein's townhouse, which is apparently it's the largest private residence in Manhattan.
Seven stories.
It must be nice. But so Wexner was the one who like owned the townhouse and then deeded it over him over to him for $10 in 2011. What? Yeah. It's like a yeah. And then
wow.
And at one, so just to show that he may not have as much money as he said, at one point Epstein had like an investment that he wanted to sell, and there and basically in the process of that he had to sign something saying that he had like a few million dollars on hand in case there was like a sale price dispute, so that he could then like just the things would, I don't know,
right,
he had
basically to sign, like, yeah, you're good for
yeah.
it
yeah. And Wexner signed for him, he didn't sign. And it's just sort of like, if you read in 2002 or 2003.
It's like when your dad's your guarantor. Like,
I was yeah. about to say that. Yeah.
That is kind of what this whole thing feels like.
Totally.
In 2003, Vanity Fair published a profile of him, a journalist named Vicky Ward. And a lot of that article essentially covers like his financial transactions. And it just seems like things were a bit sketchy. Like, his previous mentor was this guy Steve Hoffenberg, who ended up in jail for a $450 Ponzi scheme. Hoffenberg later claimed that Epstein was like behind that Ponzi scheme. It's and just
he's kind of involved too in like this new case against Epstein, right?
Yeah. And just generally, like, all of the financial, the investments and the deals that he was involved in all seemed to kind of like, there was none that went great. Like, they right. all went kind of shitty. So,
and the ones,
his
the
money
way,
is the, questionable.
Right. The origin of his actual wealth is very unclear, because everything he did as an actual finance man seemed to fail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's a
kind of reminds me of someone else we know.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, this is a story. This is a tale of two friends.
Yeah.
Jeff Epstein and Donald Trump.
Yeah, truly.
I really think that this was like his sex dealer in some ways.
But I think he was everyone's.
Yeah. No, I think that. Oh, yeah, he was everyone's. You're right. So
right, like, if you like somebody, I think Zerlina Maxwell tweeted today, like, Trump knows a lot of rapists. Like, who yeah. knows that many rapists except for rapists?
Rapist.
He knows a lot of child rapists.
Yes. Yeah. That's a disturbing yet good point.
Right. They're rare, luckily. So if you know more than one, it's
it
like,
doesn't seem like they're as rare as I once thought.
I know.
Which
yeah.
is a little scary. Okay, should we start? Sarah, do you want to take us through the, like, original allegations?
Yeah, so the original allegations kind of started when students at the Royal Palm Beach High School heard about a creepy old guy named Jeffrey. Never a good way to get introduced. And he, as you mentioned, was basically paying girls $200 or $300 to give him massages that quickly turned into more than that. And he would just use these, like, high school aged or younger students to just recruit other girls. And they would just kind of go to, like, the mall, house parties, like, other places where, you know, young girls like that would go. But in 2008, the federal prosecutors identified 36 underage victims. And then when the Miami Herald investigated 10 years later, they found about 80 people who said they were molested or otherwise sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein, which is just the people who were abused by him directly, not the people
right.
who he pimped
yeah.
out, allegedly.
Did right. you happen to see in one of the Miami Herald very long articles that apparently one of the victims is now like a high profile celebrity?
Yes, they named them. They did it in a really quick runoff. They were like, one is a mother, one is blah, 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 one is a
right.
Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is it?
Yeah. Okay, my thought was originally Ariana Grande, even though she's not a Hollywood actress, because she's from that area.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Well, she kind of was. She was like on Nickelodeon or Disney.
So maybe. I mean, she's from Palm. She's from like Boca.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary. I don't know.
And she was apparently also like not, I don't know. She was apparently like also abused by producers
yeah.
and stuff. So
I can see it.
Most of the victims did come from. Had a troubled family life.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So after, so like, finally a girl goes to her parents. She's like, I went to this creepy old guy's house. He's molesting me and my friends. Her parents go to the police. So this is when sort of the real investigation sort of starts that leads to like the really weird agreement. So Miami Herald talks to like the police chief and lead detective. And they said that like the whole time they were investigating this, they felt this weird pressure from the state attorney to like downgrade the case to a misdemeanor. And they're like, we're hearing that dozens of children are being raped. This is very weird.
That is not a misdemeanor.
Right,
I don't
right,
even need
right.
a law degree
yeah.
to
and
tell
like
you that.
And like I said, as soon as like Epstein gets hears rumblings that he's being talked about, immediately hires Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz represented O.J. Simpson, Mike Tyson. He's represented 15 cases involving murder and attempted murder, won 13 of them. So he's like pretty good at getting people off for atrocious things. Oh, like I said before, you don't do that if you're innocent. So they do like this whole investigation. They raid his home. They're not really able to find much at his home, but they did find like some notepads, like one that really some notes on notepads about appointments. Because basically, like, they had this big appointment book where they would schedule all the massages for Jeff Epstein and for his friends. And one of them said, one of them said, Tanya, one of the notes said, Tanya can't come at 7 tomorrow because she has soccer practice.
Tanya, oh my gosh.
That just broke my heart. Stay in school. Yeah. You know, they also had a butler told them that, like, there were always men coming in and out of the house. The butler said that he would always find sex toys. And I feel like, oh my God. I hate to reference them as sex toys in this context because they're like basically weapons in this context.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The butler said he was like, he was told to always have $2,000 in cash on him to like give the girls. Sounds like, where there's sex toys and cash. Yeah.
And photos.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, would post photos around his house. Like this dude was shameless.
Yeah. So so obviously Epstein hires, we know this from Harvey Weinstein, it's like a trick of the trade, hire private investigators to like go after the victims, try to find dirt on them. They went after the prosecutors, like really tried to discredit this investigation. And like I said before, most of the girls did come from disadvantaged backgrounds. They had histories of sexual abuse. Some of them came out of foster care. They had parents who were not very present. So the defense's team would like compile all these dossiers on them and try to show, you know, because of their troubled past, they, you know, they were not credible. They would find pictures of them like drinking online, like on their MySpace or something, as if that means that like, okay, a 66-year-old man didn't rape them or however old he was.
Yeah, they would
try
to like paint them as drug addicts so they wouldn't be credible.
Right. Yeah. So by the time police felt like they had enough evidence to arrest him, like they'd identified, like we said, 35 possible underage victims. They had like a dozen more they wanted to talk to. They were like, we're ready to go. Suddenly the state's attorney's office like stops taking their calls. It's bizarre. And they basically like sort of go around the police to have him basically charged with like just using a prostitute or hiring a prostitute. It goes to like a grand jury. He gets no jail time for that. And it's like over. The police chief is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? He's appalled by this. So he asks the FBI to open an investigation into child prostitution. And that's when it gets to like the federal level. So eventually that case makes it to the U.S. Attorney's Office down there, which is when Alexander Acosta gets involved. And Acosta, like, involved, he's the current labor secretary. He involves himself directly, which is kind of unusual. Like, he's the big boss. They, like, enter into plea negotiations. The Herald finds, like, a lot of emails between, there's, like, tons of, an unusual amount of communication between the prosecution and the defense. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, clearly, like, trying to help them out. Like, they're like, okay, well, maybe we can find a misdemeanor. They're, like, working really hard to find a way to not charge him with this. They asked to talk on the phone. They asked to meet in person. They asked to, like, coordinate over personal email. Like,
apparently
really sketchy stuff.
One of the emails said, like, call me. I don't want to put this in writing. Like,
straight up,
I feel
said
like
that.
Every yep. lawyer wants to put everything in writing. And when don't.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, that's so it seems sketch. Like the defense just like determined the entire negotion. Like, they were doing everything
they really
could
did.
Him.
They just like totally somehow strong armed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow.
Maybe they had some info on some people
exactly.
in the office.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. So they were ready to go. They had like a 53-page indictment. And then suddenly Alex Acosta signs off on this non-prosecution agreement. He agrees to keep it under seal and not to notify the victims, which is the part that breaks the law. It's just one count of solicitation of a prostitute and one count of solicitation of a prostitute that's a minor. This is when he's sentenced to 18 months in jail, which he only served 13 of. And also, so he served that 13 months where he still went to work every day. Also,
but to do what? We don't know.
Right, right. Exactly. To work. Probably to continue
like,
trafficking
exactly.
children.
Maybe traffic more women.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's, I actually think he was trafficking more women because years later they found that there was still these photos and all this stuff right. happening. So yeah. It's like, I don't think he quit.
Right.
Doing this.
And another thing is like he definitely shouldn't have gotten work release, but sex offenders in Florida aren't supposed to get work release at all.
Right.
And
they're not
the
supposed
office,
to be eligible.
So Miami Herald was like, what was that? And a spokesman is like, well, you register as a sex offender when you're out of jail. So he wasn't one yet.
Excuse me?
It's so bizarre. Which then the Miami was like, that's not true. But it was
These
so
people
well,
are so brilliant
right.
when they want
to
be.
I know. It's wild.
It's so stupid.
Released
when they
5 months early. He has to register as a sex offender everywhere, a level 3, which means high risk of repeat offense.
Which seems to be true.
Right, right. And then, like, moves back to New York. And then, like, another thing that's really interesting to me is that he got the prosecutor's office in New York to try to, like, argue that he shouldn't register as a sex offender. And it's, like, pretty, like you were saying, like,
yeah,
New
they
York's
tried to
no
downgrade, he tried to really downgrade right. his, like, sex offender level.
Right. And literally the judge was like,
what are you doing to the prosecution? Like, you're trying to downgrade? Like, you're the prosecution. She was like, this is wildly inappropriate. No.
This guy's like the worst sex offender imaginable. Yeah. Like, I can't even, like,
I don't think it can
dream one up.
Right.
That's worse than this.
Yes. No.
Yeah. So finally, the victims, like, I think he had already been in jail, were sort of notified of, like, hey, he's in jail. And they're obviously, like, appalled by his treatment and the deal he got. So after that is when a lot of them filed these civil suits. And that's when all of this other stuff came out about, like, what sounds like a big sex trafficking scheme.
Yeah, exactly. And most of this information is coming from a civil case from a woman named Virginia Roberts at the time. She since changed her last name. She sued Epstein and his associates in a bunch of lawsuits. She, as we kind of mentioned, she had a rough childhood. She was abused by a family friend. She was in and out of foster care. And she eventually got a job at the one and only Mar-a-Lago Resort in the locker room when she was 16. And this is where we talked about Ghislaine Maxwell, because that's where she met her. And
at
she's
Trump's
kind of
Mar-a-Lago Resort.
Yes. Sammy is going to explode.
I am.
So Ghislaine Maxwell is an associate of Epstein's, and she's been connected to him for like more than two decades. They apparently dated. Now they're friends. Seems fake, but okay. Whatever. But she's kind of like the alleged madam in all this. Like, yeah, she's the one basically recruiting these girls. Now, ironically, she's a noted environmentalist, which is like, okay, cool.
She wants to protect the ocean waters, not right. children, not, just the ocean yeah. waters.
Cool, I guess.
Oh, baby fish.
Upsetting.
And she's been like seen out and about with so many prominent, powerful people like Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, also people who are linked to Epstein. As a fun fact, she was a guest at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. But anyway, this lady is like super like high powered.
It's interesting that I feel that she, because she's this like respected socialite, she sort of provides him with the cover that she needs. So it's like, what's crazy about this case is that all of these quote unquote legitimate people who were involved in it, like as criminal, not just like friends, like not just outer acquaintances,
right?
They were the people who were involved in it and also providing the cover that he needed with their legitimacy.
To appear legitimate, exactly.
That's what's so perverse
about
it.
He seems like legitimate by association with these people.
But they're the perpetrators.
Right.
But that's why they have to stick to this line. Like, they can't sell him out. Like, the whole entire original...
Because they're guilty too.
Right. The whole Vanity Fair article from 2003, and also Vicki Ward, like, wrote again in the Daily Beast, like, the other day, about her experience writing that article, is that, like, everyone she spoke to couldn't speak more highly of him. And they all had this, like, party line that he's, like, a financial genius. He's such a good friend. He, like, cares about people. He's so philanthropic.
Yeah, they were
he's
like,
so
he
smart.
Sees the trends in the markets that nobody else sees. It's like,
And, you know, my favorite line of that, of her Daily Beast piece was that she was like, everyone touted his like alleged brilliance in a way that to me was frankly not apparent. Yeah. Like, it was like such a great burn.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah. And I think that she probably was like, why do all these people, like, why is he like about like peddle? Like, why is he peddling me to all these people who all seem to have like, like a campaign message about him?
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like talking points.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. But they need the talking points. They can't be like, they can't stray from that, because then it blows up the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And Virginia Roberts, she also describes sort of like we were saying before, like they would sort of be, she was asked to recruit other girls. They were basically bribed with like, you know, you can be a model, you can be an actress. We kind of already covered this. Like, that's how he had like had a friend that had a modeling agency and sort of had them like all together. So this is where it's like, you have like, you literally have a harem of children. And they're all like attending parties. There's like, there's like flight, because he has this private jet that was nicknamed the Lolita Express.
Yeah, I truly vomited when I read that.
Yeah, yeah.
Same. What? This? Okay.
Okay.
There
what
are flight
what more evidence
say, like,
do you
the
need?
Young girl was on the plane, and Alan Dershowitz was on the plane, and Bill Clinton was on the plane. And what's super fishy to me is that like Bill Clinton is like, yeah, we were friends for a while. Here's every single time I was on his plane and exactly what we did. So he knows that something really shady went on. If he was,
but
like,
he didn't say anything. But Bill Clinton is also like an established creep.
Yeah, for sure.
But okay, the fact, this is what I don't understand. Like, if you were committing a crime, would you, like, let's say you had like a car that you like did bank robberies and like, would you be like, this is called the robbery express?
No. Right. Yeah, I know. I was like, who calls it? It's like, that's just what they call it. I'm like, they called it that? Like, yeah. That's how a police called it? What the fuck?
Well, I feel like that just shows how like arrogant and above the law these people felt. Right. They just felt that they were above prosecution if they're literally going to be so fucking blatant.
Right. Yeah. Like your underage sex plane is literally called the Lolita Express. Literally.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Saint Jeff. I bet you that's what he like called his own penis.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe that was what was so unique about it.
Maybe. Guys, we cracked this wide open.
We did. Okay, where are we now?
So we've gone through like basically the details of the sex trafficking ring. I think Sammy talked
to us
about
like, Prince Andrew that much.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Like the political dimension and all the like weird connections with famous men.
Yeah. So, okay. Well,
Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, was also friendly with Epstein, and Virginia Roberts said that she had sex with him. She was forced to have sex with him three times, including once during an orgy coordinated by Epstein. Again, there's like so much terrible orgy imagery. She said she had sex with Alan Dershowitz six times, but there's a picture of this woman with Prince Andrew at one of these parties.
When she was a girl.
When she was a child, yeah.
That's so gross. Dude,
there should not be a child at anybody's parties. Like, yeah. This is just so bizarre.
Did you ever go to, like, an older adult party that was not, like, your parents' friends?
No.
Oh. Yeah, my parents weren't there. I never took a picture with just, like, me and an adult man that I wasn't related to.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless they were, like, the president.
Right. If anyone was like, I don't have kids, but someone was like, can I take a picture with your daughter?
Yeah.
Why? I'd call the police.
Like, he couldn't even, like, fake a good, legitimate enough relationship. That's, like, how much he did not like adult women.
Right, right.
Okay, so let's talk about Donald Trump and his association with this guy. They're, like, literally two peas in a pod, these two.
Completely.
It's like, okay, so he was friends of Epstein in the 90s. He called him a terrific guy who likes beautiful women. Many times on the younger side. That's
he literally said that.
Like, and then he was like, he enjoys this social enjoys life. Yeah. Like a very winking way.
He said that to what? Like New York
magazine?
Like
2002.
This is literally on the record. Right. It wasn't just like a rumor that he said it.
He always says the quiet part out loud. He really does. Also, something that's interesting is Jeffrey Epstein apparently didn't like drink or do any drugs. Same with Donald Trump.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this was their drug. Yeah. So
it's wild.
It's insane. So
how do you do an orgy sober?
I know.
That's the I'm most also like, stunning
damn, maybe they
fact
should
of all
do
of
drugs.
This.
Like maybe they'd be better people.
Yeah.
They release somewhere else.
It seems like it. But Sarah, you don't want your comment taken down from Instagram that you're encouraging him to do
that. Oh my God, right?
Yeah. The girls were like, he asked me to squeeze his nipples really, really hard. And I'm like, dude, just have a beer.
Yeah. It'll be better.
Smoke a blunt. Like just fucking relax. Right.
Okay, so the major allegation from Donald Trump is that there's this girl, her name's Katie Roberts, I want to say.
I think she's
just
I
think
a Jane
that was
Doe.
Just a fake name that,
oh, that
they
fake,
gave.
Yeah. Okay, so Jane Doe, she filed a complaint against Donald Trump in 1990. She filed a complaint against Donald Trump, I think it was.
Pretty recently.
Like around the election.
Saying it happened in 94.
Saying this happened, but it was about when a story that happened in 1994 when she was 13. Basically, she says that she was assaulted by Trump on four separate occasions. And on the third instance, it was with another girl named Maria, who was 12 years old. And they were both forced to perform oral sex on him. The fourth time that this happened, he actually like raped her.
Yeah.
And basically, there's two people who have corroborated these stories. I should go back. On the fourth occasion when he raped her, she said that he threatened her and said that if you don't want anyone to, I could make you disappear like Maria, who she hadn't seen since that encounter, if anyone found out about this. And there are two people who corroborate this story. One is one of Jane Doe's friends from school who confirmed that she told them at the time about this. And the second is from a woman who recruited her named Tiffany. This is the one who was recruited at
Port Authority.
She says she saw this happen between Trump. She said that Epstein was there and that she heard him say the Maria comment and that she had told Epstein and Trump that this girl was 13 years old. So basically she filed this this is like a filing in court, like a sworn testimony that she filed in 2016, what she then dropped because she was receiving so many threats. Yeah. The case was not dismissed. She just dropped it. That's an
important distinction. Yeah. Because people have said like, it's dismissed. She dismissed it, which means she was lying. She just dropped it. She dropped it like a few days before he was elected.
I bet you some like fucking Russian oligarch called her.
There you go.
It's always them. Yeah, so that's the like initial Trump story. I also got a email from the Daily Beast this morning that apparently Trump once threw a party at Mar-a-Lago for quote unquote calendar models, 28 girls and him and Jeffrey Epstein.
How old were they?
The models? Yeah. I'm not sure.
I feel like to him, an 18-year-old is the same as like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, as I feel like that if he could defend himself, that's what he'd say. That's what he'd say.
Unfortunately, like, no, I remember when 6ix9ine was like, he was like, you know, all his allegations were coming out. Yeah. Like, I got into multiple fights with men who would like try to defend him and be like, well, you know how girls look on Instagram these days, like 15 years. I'm like, no, I've worked with children. You can tell when a child is a child and not like someone who looks a little bit older than they are. Like, you are fucking lying and disgusting.
And also, it's not about you and what you perceive the child's age to be.
Right. That
it's
doesn't like matter.
You're damaging them.
Well, actually, that's an article That's an argument that Epstein tried to use. Like, he tried to claim that he didn't know the ages, which was not true. And also, it doesn't matter in Florida law. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also read somewhere that, like, somebody posted a picture of one of the girls that Trump would go after. And she looks exactly like Ivanka.
Oh, that was...
Well,
apparently he told that girl, Katie Jane Doe, that she reminded him of his daughter. And he also asked her to jerk him off with a glove because, quote unquote, nobody touches Mr. Trump's penis. Except Mr. Trump.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Talk about daddy issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he really does have daddy issues. Yeah. So that's kind of the Trump association.
We've covered Alan Dershowitz, who's the very prominent lawyer. He's actually engaged in like a lawsuit with Virginia Roberts right now. She's suing him for defamation because he's denied the allegations, and he's like, she's just coming after my money. Why would you ever like believe her? She claims that she's been raped by everybody.
No one wants her dirty money.
Yeah.
But here's I should say, Trump's party line now on his relationship with Epstein is that he hasn't spoke. He had a falling out with him years ago, and he doesn't know him anymore. Even though he knows that
doubt it.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure he was like, they were hanging out. He's like, in the Palm Beach community, like everyone knew him. We were all in the Palm Beach scene.
The community.
It's like the community. Yeah. You, the two of you and 28 models, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and a bunch of children.
Yeah, he was a community organizer.
of sorts.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if anyone who's this good at recruiting, like they should
have joined a fraternity.
Yeah. So should we talk theories? What does everyone think?
I think this is pretty obvious. They did this. Okay, I don't remember what season of SVU it was. It was like maybe like 14, and it was like a two-parter, like season finale, season premiere, where it was like literally
it was this.
I feel like maybe that was SVU's way of like low key being like, hey, we know about this, but it was more like localized to New York. But it was like the DA, like the hottest people, like everyone was like in this child sex ring, and there was a madam, and I was like, bro, this is fucking this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think this was kind of like an open secret for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Harvey Weinstein too. I feel like these things are all open secrets.
That's the troubling thing, is that it's less that like, oh, people didn't know it was happening and now they're finding out. And dude. I think people just like, they didn't see it as a problem.
We are
He
just
likes young
out.
Girls. Like,
yeah.
So sue him. Yes, that's what you do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here's my take on it. I think that this man has not really worked in finance, like, in a real way.
No.
Since he worked at Bear Stearns. I think that maybe he tried some finance jobs for a bit, but I think that his actual job is running this sex
ring. I agree. I'm sure they pay him, like, a ton of money to be quote unquote discreet.
Who would do that out of the goodness of their heart?
I also think he's essentially kind of like kept by Lex Wexner. I think Lex Wexner is the one who provides him with like the house and the cars and the legitimacy. Mm-hmm. And because everyone wants to be involved in it, they you know, they want access to this, and this is like where they can get it, because they're not like teaching at a school. They're not like running a gymnastics team or like all the other, you know, they're not a Catholic priest where they have access to young kids, really. So they would have to either like find someone they know, if this is like the taste that they have sexually. So they have to find essentially someone who can like find these people, these girls for them. And I think that because they know that they need to keep him in their good graces so that like this can perpetuate. That's why they give him all this cover. That's why they like give him the quote unquote the philanthropic board seats. You know, the
didn't he get like a teaching gig at Harvard or something wild like
he's
that?
He's wearing a Harvard sweatshirt in like every picture of him.
He was starting this mathematics program at Harvard. Like, which was approved by Larry Summers. Like, Larry Summers sent him like a letter. So they like give him the cover for it. They give him the letter, the socialite for like Glenn or whatever. Like, she's his like friend, like his high society friend. And it just makes him, it gives him this like sheen of respectability that allows him to do this for all of them. But one thing I did read in terms of like why people might have confused him for being a hedge fund manager is that it's suggested that in addition to like paying, like getting paid to run this, that he was sort of running like a bit of a blackmail scheme, that because all of these like men, he knows about all of them in it, he basically acts as a quote unquote hedge fund manager where they pay him like a $5 million fee yearly. And that's the hedge fund that he runs.
Well, it's like, I could see that. It's like hush money, basically. Because he knows where all, I mean, he's participating in it, but he knows where like the metaphorical bodies are buried.
For me, that tracks with also like the federal prosecutors in Florida. Like, why go to bat that hard for one pedophile? Because it probably wasn't pedophile. It's probably because they were getting calls and meetings with lots of people that were like, hey, if Epstein is implicated, my client's implicated, this cannot happen. And
or they could have been involved themselves. Maybe I just am taking too directly.
Well,
from the
Alan Acosta is now Trump's labor secretary.
And if it's not like all of them are involved, maybe it's some of them are involved, or they have other blackmail, because he's obviously not above hiring private investigators. So maybe they are like, well, you know what? We actually saw that you did this thing that is not even a big, that as big of a deal.
But you don't want to go down for
that. And like people, I mean, I believe people honestly like have such little regard for women that even if like you're a dude that's a lawyer and you're not directly involved and your friend is like, hey man, I might have a connection to this, or you're probably like, oh sure, I'll work it out.
Right.
Like they're monsters. These, we know they are.
Yeah.
They really are. The complete like lack of care for these children,
literally
astounding.
Children
13 and 14 years old.
Not that it would be one thing if they were full-grown women, but it's like I could easily without question be like, oh well, obviously they're going to discredit full-grown women, but it's like children are supposed to have this like innocence that we're all supposed to collectively try to protect, and
well, we all know how much the Trump administration cares about women, about children, because, I mean, just as a news item from today, it came out that there's now sexual assault in these camps. And it's like, of course.
And because kids don't make that up, because kids don't know what like sex is. They're not even being like, they're not like, people think kids and women are lying when they're like, I was sexually assaulted. These kids aren't, they don't even know that's what they're supposed to say. They're just like, he touched me there.
Can I tell you, I think it was 11th grade, I had a friend who once told me, and this is just a testament to like sort of the ignorance of the like high school mind. Like I had a friend who once told me that, like, she asked me, she's like, did anyone ever like touch you inappropriately? Or she didn't say inappropriately, but like she said like somewhere you didn't want. And I was like, no. And she was like, well, someone like did to me once. And she was like, my family friend like said that. And he was like, I can't, like, basically she was telling me that he touched her and that she couldn't tell anyone. And I'll be honest, like when I was hearing that, I didn't even know what she was saying to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until like a few years ago that this is what she was saying to me, because, and it like went out of my mind because like I didn't really get it. Like, and I don't even think she knew what she was. Maybe she knew.
Because it's
like
so out of the realm of comprehension.
That's also like, to go on a slight tangent, like the issue with not having comprehensive sex ed is because kids don't even know, and teenagers don't even know when they're being sexually abused all the time.
Yeah. And it's just like, if she didn't really, I'm not sure if she knew what she was saying or didn't say it like straight, I don't know, but like I didn't get what she was saying to me. And like now I think about that and I'm like, wow.
Right.
Like, yeah, obviously. And what she must, I don't know how old she was at the time, but like, these are young kids. Like, if you're 13, like, you're not necessarily.
Right. Right. No. If you're 13, 14 years old and you can describe a penis in detail, like, right, something has gone seriously wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has.
Right.
I think we used to think like, oh, all this corruption, all this like complete lack of regard for children or women or whatever was, or any minority. I think we used to think like, oh, that's just like accidental evil. But now yeah, I see it as like, they don't just pick someone because they are a Republican. They pick them because they know that they are down with this or are doing it themselves.
Right.
So...
yeah.
Yeah.
Alan Dershowitz describes himself as like a Hillary Clinton liberal, but he recently wrote a book about why we shouldn't impeach Trump.
I actually think Alan Dershowitz used to be more liberal, and now he's just, I don't know. Well,
Trump
the hell
also
happened.
Used to be that's also like claimed Democrat.
True. Inexplicable shifts in directions where all the creeps are also very suspect.
That's
to me.
The new party.
Yeah.
Creeps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you party guys of creeps?
Yeah. Do you guys think anything will happen with Trump?
No. Sadly.
Yeah. I told this to my friends.
And
I
maybe
was like,
any other president, probably, but like a month ago we had one of these.
I know. I feel like, honestly, he could like commit a murder in broad daylight on film and like
there
Republicans
could be pictures,
wouldn't
care. He said that. And
it's, he said that?
Yeah, yeah. He said I could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't lose a supporter. And it's actually
I don't think
to be
that's
true.
True. I think that the Republicans wouldn't give a shit and they'd find some way to not impeach him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So what a hopeful world we live in. All right.
And on that dark as fuck note, thank you guys for listening to this very special Not Another True Crime Podcast Betches Sub crossover episode. We'll be back on Monday with something a little bit less depressing. Bye.
Betches.